For 30 years, Ellen Simak was the chief curator at the Hunter Museum of Art here in Chattanooga. Now retired, she spends much of her time writing about and photographing nature.
I think nature is beautiful, and I just love watching the changes, so I find myself photographing that and then thinking about it and trying to keep a journal about that and just being more aware of life around me and how beautiful it is, and just makes me feel more alive. So those are the things that often find their way into my books. Sometimes it's things from my family that find their way into my books. But that's the kind of inspiration, and then I think, well, this is my idea.
In addition to writing about and photographing nature, for the past few years, Ms. Simak has also been learning the art of making books. She's now one of the people working with people at the Open Press, a workshop on the South Side where people, both novices and experienced bookmakers and printers, can use the presses and binding equipment, and like Ms. Simak, may make their own books.
To me, what's so interesting about books is, all right, then what form can I put that in? I've got this idea, but what form can it take? And there are some artists who I think are, I'm very interested in the technique, but there are some people for whom the technique is what's most fascinating. So there are some people who create the most beautiful book covers. I mean, they're leather, and they're hand-tooled, and they're dyed, and they're insets. And the text block is placed inside. It might be letterpress by them or somebody else, but it's that wonderful technique and that artistic expression. And to me, that maybe that technique is beyond me right now, but doing handmade books and finding different forms that embody what I want to say is what's very interesting to me. And I think what to me is interesting about the books in this show.
Ms. Simak is now the curator for an exhibition at the Hunter Museum of Art, focusing on 12 books made by hand by artists whose work has been collected by museums around the country. One of the books, by Nicole Island, combines photographs of fruit with pages made from the fruit pressed into a flat paper-like form, giving the book a rich tactile and olfactory appeal.
These are handmade books. Some of them look like what you would think of as a normal book with a spine and covers and a text block, but some of them are very different. One of them, for example, is by an artist named Amy Perkle, and she did a book called Smoke. And it looks like a carton, well, a package of cigarettes, and when you lift off the lid, it looks like there's cigarettes in there, and when you lift them off, they're actually scrolls, and they tell the story of her grandfather who passed away from lung cancer. So she really thought for a time to figure out how she could best tell that story, and she felt this was the most dramatic way to do it. And that's what interests me so much about book arts and many of the books in this exhibition. It's really how do the artists translate these ideas into books? What form do they take? There's another book that's called Ghost, and it's a small little book, like 5x7, and the pages are tissue thin. They're like tracing paper, and it's a book about her very fleeting and fragmentary memories of her grandmother. So she uses this very thin paper and writing that you can barely read. It looks like a pencil. And the form is as ephemeral as her memories are. So she's really married her idea to the form. And that's, to me, these often one-of-a-kind or very small edition books. They're so interesting because they've got these very intriguing ideas and they find an unusual form to put them in. So they really are artworks.
They're, at least what you've talked about so far, sort of a visual metaphor, really.
Oh, that's a good way of thinking of it. That's a very good way of thinking, right.
Painstaking.
Oh, boy. Yes, it is. It is.
But the whole process is, really, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's even creating books, you have to learn the techniques, and you just learn those by doing them. And, I mean, you go to workshops, and there are people in town, other book artists who have been very kind and helped teach me what to do. But it's like anything else. Once you do them more, you become better at those techniques. But they're handmade, and that handmade quality is very, very appealing.
It's very tactile.
It's very tactile. It's very interesting for me, having been a curator for 30 years, to be on the other side now and be creating some of those things. And I've always respected those artists who create things and put them on public view. That's tough. And you probably appreciate that more now, having been on the producing side.
In your exhibition, each of these pieces, they're one of a kind?
I think some of them may be in small editions, but yes, they're all handmade, as opposed to limited editioned, which are, you know, maybe several hundred.
Why did you choose the 12 you chose?
Well, in part because they were by nationally known artists, many of them. Most of the people in the collection are in museum or library collections throughout the country. And a number of them really show different kinds of book forms. So I tried to get as many different kinds of book forms. Now, the collection didn't happen to include a couple of book forms that I would have loved to include, but I think it still gives an idea of the different kind of formats that can be used and just the richness of book arts today, because they cover quite a few different kind of topics and different feelings of the books that are there.
This is a strange time for the book, isn't it?
It is a strange time for the book. What with the Kindle and technology like that, I think books are changing. Maybe mass market paperbacks will disappear at some point, because the Kindle certainly is a wonderful way to read things in a convenient manner. But artist books are something that you hold dear, I think. They're one of a kind. They're quite special. They really are a work of art and something that can call you quite deeply. So I think that there's a rising interest in this, and I think that there are, it's my perception that there are artists who've worked in other modes, like, for example, printmaking, who now look upon the book as another way for them to use their artwork and combine it with words. That's what's wonderful about books, that you can take these wonderful images or photographs or objects even. Some books are very sculptural. I mean, they literally are three-dimensional, and they use wood and create sculptures, and a book somehow is built in. But you can combine all those wonderful artistic things with words and create something very special, and I think that's very appealing to people. And one thing that I think the open press does too is that there are classes offered on a rather regular basis if you want to learn how to create books. And then if you're an artist who wants to explore book form but are working in another format or just want to explore this as a new area for you, it's an opportunity for someone more advanced to come and work too. Or you can be a newcomer and go there and figure out how to make books and if it's something that interests you.
The exhibition titled Preface, An Introduction to Artists' Books, opens today at the Hunter Museum of Art. More information is on the website. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.